Welcome to Praying the Psalms, a daily podcast from Doxa Church in Madison, Wisconsin. As the church finds itself isolated from one another physically, we are reading, studying, and praying the Psalms as a way to join ourselves together spiritually. We want to slow down, get a bigger picture of God, and a clear picture of ourselves. And most of all, we want to join ourselves around the throne of the one who has joined himself to us. If you haven't already, pull out a Bible and spend some time in Psalm 131. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for this time forth and forevermore. In verse 1, King David is confessing to the Lord that he knows who he is in light of who God is. He knows that God is the one to be exalted and not him. He knows that God strongly opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. As we read on in verse 1, we learn that David is not concerned with occupying himself with the things that are too great or too marvelous because he has all that he needs in the Lord. David is satisfied in God alone. What does a life of satisfaction in the Lord look like? Would you consider yourself to be satisfied in the Lord? I would encourage you to spend some time meditating on that question. Even take a moment to pause this podcast and think about, am I satisfied in the Lord? What would it look like for me to be satisfied in the Lord? In verse 2, David compares himself to a weaned child. You may be thinking that is an odd comparison, but it is actually a very beautiful image. In Tim Keller's book, The Songs of Jesus, he explains the image like this. A nursing child held by its mother is highly aware of the milk she can offer him and will squirm and cry if denied. But a child who has been weaned, however, and no longer nurses, is content to just be with its mother, enjoying her closeness and love without wanting anything else. Let me ask you this. Are you content with just being in the presence of God, enjoying him and all of his love for you? I know that for me, sometimes I get so caught up in the busyness of life. I get so consumed with doing things for Jesus, and I get so consumed with serving other people and serving myself truly, that I forget that God made me to be a human being. Did you catch that? We are human beings, not human doings. In Luke 10, verses 38 through 42, Jesus has an encounter with two women. Jesus had entered a village, and Martha graciously welcomed Jesus into her home. Martha had a sister named Mary, and Mary decided to sit at Jesus' feet, while Martha distracted herself with serving. Martha was very upset with her sister and said to Jesus, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?" And Jesus replied, saying, "Martha, Martha, you are too anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Every time I read Jesus' response, I am reminded that we are often so distracted by the things that we should be doing, rather than just doing what God actually called us to do, which is to first be with him. Because God is so gracious and he sent his son to die for us, we can rest in him. He is the one that's in control. He is sovereign and he is good and he is faithful to his people. I think another fault of ours as sinful human beings is that we not only get caught up in doing things rather than being with God, but we also get caught up in only communing with God just to get things from him. It is not wrong to ask the Lord for help or to provide for you, but I would challenge you the next time you're asking the Lord for something to ask him also to reveal to you the motivations that you have behind what you're asking for. Is this actually what the Lord is leading me to? And then in verse 3, David encourages Israel to put their hope in the Lord now and forevermore. He is encouraging them to turn to the Lord with the same confidence that he had. We trust in the Lord not because of all that he has given us and done for us, but because of who he is. As believers, we can confidently submit to him and encourage others to do the same. I wanted to take this opportunity to just encourage all of you to place your full and complete hope in Jesus. Nothing in our world will fully satisfy the void in our heart, but him and him alone. He is for us and not against us, and we get to be in relationship with him. This week, I would challenge you to just spend some uninterrupted, undistracted time just sitting at Jesus' feet. Just be with him. Whether that's taking a walk or just sitting in silence, praying, or whether that's sharing a meal with some people that you enjoy being around. Whatever it is that you can just be with God. Listen to him. Just pray to him. And I would just encourage you to do that. It's a hard thing to do in this world when there's always more that we could be doing. But God is the one that is in control, and God is the one that is sovereign over every part of our lives. And so I'm praying for you all that you would be able to do that this week. And I'm praying that it would be a regular practice of yours, that you would spend time with the Lord each day, just meeting with him and reminding yourself of how he is the one that has power over your life, and what peace and joy that comes from reminding ourselves of that truth. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the truth that we can just come and sit at your feet. We don't have to be consumed with doing and all the things that this world is telling us to be successful and to just move up the ladder. God, we can just be with you. That's all you ask us to do. And God, it's just such a privilege that when we do spend time with you, we get to work on the overflow of all that you're doing for us. And so I pray that that would be the posture of our church. I pray that that would be the posture of, just all Christians throughout the world, Lord, that we would be people that just enjoy spending time with you. God, we know that the way to get to know people and to get to know you is by spending time. And so would you do that for us this week? Would you help us to carve out the time to be with you, the most important time of our days, God? Would you fix our eyes on you, the one who is deserving of all of our praise, the one that's deserving of all the glory? God, would you help us today to just be rooted in your word, just to be people that commune with you in prayer, not seeking to have things here that are just too good and too marvelous, but to have our complete faith and hope in you, God. We love you, and we thank you for just who you are, God. Amen.